In the eighth parak, we left with one sugya, the sugya of Mokom. A sugya which we could spend a lot of time on, but we'll go over rather quickly. So I want to get to the ninth parak as soon as possible. So Tosfos in Daf Pei Amud Aleph. Discusses three different kinds of makom. The word makom, makom of what? The shemira of a shemira. Omer ben Yitzchak, I'm a dafka, ir shedorin bo. If you make a mistake, the shina shmo v'shmo, shemira v'shemira, teitze mizeh, mizeh, it's a daraisa, of that mamzer, it's a disaster. Avil ir shenolad bo, afilu shina kosher. The city where he's born, If you get it wrong, it's still kosher, and then they give an explanation. Kevan she'eino tzorach l'kol tzvul klal, since it's not necessary. Therefore, if you made a mistake, it's no problem. Tosfos is saying yisod. Whatever is not necessary, if you make a mistake, is not considered to be a problem. Rabbi Natan tries to prove it, that shtar is not ifsal, if you make a mistake in something which is not required, about the question of someone being a Kohen. Fine. It was an actual case, mistake in Mokam Aleda, and many, the Re said it's good. And then he would say, don't write it if you're not sure. U'mokam amida nami ein tzorach lichtov. There's no need to write the Mokam Amida. Amida, what does Amida mean? Amida where the sofer is, or more likely Amida where the Edom are. Also not necessary, because if it comes to Medina Sayyam, they don't write Mokam Amida Sa'isha. They don't know where she's going to be. So therefore, the place where the Baal is, or the Edom, or the sofer, is also not required. So the Pashtun Pshat in this Tosfos is, there's only one type of Mokam which is absolutely required. It's Mokam Adira. And then that Mokam Adira, if you made a mistake, it's no good. If you left it out, it's also no good. Tobo Hotalia. There's only one problem, Tosfos is right. All I get, they're no good. Not a single get today mentions what? The Mokam Madira. Left out completely from each and every one of our get. And what's the reason for that? Why do we leave out? It's such a din mefurish. You have to have the Mokam Abal. Why is it that this is a strange finish? Hilchos Gittin is so strange. And things are just sort of, you know, become customary, and major things which everyone requires, Pashup Shah Medina de Gemara, at least Lachatchila, we leave out, totally left out. And the answer is given by the Rishonim and quoted by the in the Shulchan Aruch, that nowadays, Mokom Medirasenu is Merupa Biyadena. What does Merupa Biyadena mean? We're not sure where we go, like we're coming, we're going, we don't know what's going on. Shulchan Aruch quotes it in Simon Kufchav Chesiv Beis. What's the matter now? On Golim and Mutultolim and Mokam and Dirosena and Rupa Biyodein. It's based on the Truma Sadesha. So nowadays we no longer write the Mokam Adira. Bainah Shalalim, because the Tosfos all get in the puzzle. What's going on over here? So apparently we don't pass like Tosfos. So if we don't pass like Tosfos, so the question becomes, so why is Shina Shmo, Shina Shemira, Shemira, Tetsim is Amizah? Why is that so? If in fact it's not a requirement, V'araya Awa Minik. So one could suggest, and what I'm saying, Bekitzer is found in the Beis Shmuel and other sources, that maybe we can change the rule a little bit. Maybe Tosfos is right, that's something which is not required at all, not even lechatchila, and you made a change, that's not makif. For example, the Mokam Aleda is not required at all, Mokam Avida is not required at all, Pipshuta, oh, one could suggest that anyway, later for Shona. So you made a change, it's a gratuitous change. However, Mokam Adira, which is Lechatchila, required to be written at a get, that everyone seems to agree, Lechatchila, based on the Sugyas. So if you made a mistake, it's no good even with the M. That's a big change from what Tosfos said. I'm suggesting we don't pass like Tosfos, because Tosfos seems to be saying over here that Mokam Adira is actually Ma'akev, because if it wouldn't be Ma'akev, he couldn't explain why a Shinui is no good. This seems to be the rule according to Shitas at Tosfos. Okay? So I'm suggesting we don't quite follow Tosfos. We say the Mokam Adira is not Ma'akev. Afal pikan, a change in it, it would pasul, since it's required at least the chatchila. Makam aleda, perhaps not required even the chatchila, and therefore changing it would presumably not pasul. Everyone with me so far? This is what Tosi says one way, and we seem to have a somewhat different approach. Now, this is fine. What all the other mafarshim say about this is, again, a long story. We're not going to go into it in any detail, but we should mention at least briefly what happens if a mistake is made. So, the Shulchan Aruch writes over in Siman Kuf Chav Ches Sif Aleph, you have to write the place where the Mokum Eidim Omdim Shah. That is a requirement lechatchila. Okay, Vimshina. So what does it say over here? Pasul. V'yemniseis lo teitzeh. Okay, so again, a compromise view. We say that if Mokum Amida is not so important, so if it's Shina, we suggest imniseis, again, it's pasul. V'yemniseis lo teitzeh. All right? So the question becomes, where does that come from? Where does that come from? So it's based upon Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. But there are two opposite approaches, which is a quote over here in the Beis Yosef. One is Rabbeinu Chananel, said of Vlad Mamzer. And one is the Rama, who said of Vlad is kosher. It's a machlokas, remember, there's a machlokas Rav Meir and the Rabbanon. Rav Meir is a big machmir in Yonei Shinuyim. If you remember, the Gemara is over here. We've had actually in the first parak as well. So if a person makes a change in the matveah, shetavu chachamim, begitin, so it's a total disaster. Do we pass in that way? Do we not pass in that way? So again, I don't have the time to go into every last prat to prat. I read the Shulchan Aruch at the middle point of view. And the Beis Shmuel conveys an impression in Sifkot Nalef that the Mokum is very, very significant. Very significant. And it's something which we should not leave out unless we absolutely have to. This is what the Beis Shmuel says. But once again, what if you did leave it out? So the Pesachei Tshuva talks about it over here in Siman Kuf Chav Ches of Cotton Base. So it says over here in the Shulchan Aruch, Im Shina, and he made the wrong makom, it's possible. So the Beis Shmuel Aleph says, that's only if Shina. Avolo kosvu klal ein kpeder b'dieved v'kosher. Okay, so that's how we paskin lahaloch. Well, not everyone agrees. Some say it should be there, but again, I'm just discussing this very, very briefly. It's interesting. The Ravid back at the Flamadalam and Bays has a yesod, that originally they only wrote the ear in which he lives. And later they said he should write not only the ear in which he lives, but also the city from where he came from. There's a question, they couldn't find the guy, you have to add more cities. This is how the Ravid is suggesting. Pashup shot the Ravid is that Mokum Dira is Ma'akev, and even Mokum Amid is Mi'akev. That's the Pashup shot. So we have three opinions. Shulchan Aruch says we leave out the Mokum Dira, obviously all is not Mi'akev. The Tosfos says Mokum Dira is Ma'akev, Mokum Amid is not Ma'akev. And the Ravid seems to be saying that they're both Mi'akev. Of course, I tell you what we do. Halacha l'maisa. We leave it out. So the Beis Shmuel gives us sort of a summation. Again, those who want to look it up quickly, it's in Siman Kuf Chav Ches Siv Katan Hey. Tries to give you some of the rules and regulations here, although they're not completely clear. Kosvin Shemira v'Shemira. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, you write his city and her city. Quotes the Rosh: if you don't write the Shemir, I get kosher. Means b'di'evit. Others say if you don't write Shem Adira, it's possible b'di'evit. That's Tosfos. Both opinions are quoted by Shmuel Siv Katan Hay. So Rav Poskim held his kasha. Better be, that's what we do. Then he calls the Ravid, that's possible. The Ravid requires even Shem Amida also, I told you before, back on Daf Lamed Dalet. Quotes the Shulta Givorim, finally, leave out Shem HaMokom Midoraisa HaGet Batal. Whoa. It's Batal Midoraisa. Sometimes we thought maybe it's only no good Midorabonim. Batal Midoraisa, quotes the Shulta Givorim. So again, you leave out the name, you leave out the place completely. Shulta Givorim, leave out the Dira, Mokom, Batal Midoraisa. Tosis doesn't say it's Doraisa, maybe it's only Midorabonim. And then there were those who say that B'diyev to get his kosher, somebody even the Chatchila to get his kosher. Okay. What if you leave, if you make a change in the Mokom? According to Tosis and the Rosh, Mokom Leida, Mokom Amida, you don't have to write it. Shina does not passel. Does not passel. Mokom Dira. So, some say you have to write it, and therefore B'diyev, if you made a change, it passels. And some say, even if you don't have to write it, nonetheless, a shinui passes anyway. Because it's basically a change in your name. Because you are known as by the place you live. Reb Chaim Briskel is in Brisk. And some paschal, even a paschal, even a shinui b'makom aleda. Any change is no good. Of course, but the Mordechai Shin Samaches. A summation of the various opinions. Halacha l'maisa, I said to you before, we leave out the Mokom Adira, so it's hard to say it's Makir, then all I get to be no good. That's not a... that's just not possible. It's not possible. Now, again, we saw there are more quotes an opinion that Shiva Mokom Amida does possible. It's worse than Mokom Leda. Well, it looks more like a lie. Fine. Okay, this is the general principles about Mokom, the requirement of Mokom, and the din of a shinui in the Mokom. Okay, let us stop right now in this discussion and discuss another issue. How do you define a Mokom? So usually we have a city. How do you define a city? In the middle of the city? What if you're on the outskirts of the city? It's relevant on two levels. Number one, the person is on the outskirts of the city. So should we have a right to call, to write the name of that city? If it's in the outskirts. And number two, if a river goes through the city, we'll discuss rivers momentarily. You mentioned that the river goes through this, there's a city on this, sitting on this river. If the river's not in the city proper, it's on the outskirts of the city. Two questions. I mean, obviously they're related to each other. So the within Iburo Shalir, what does Iburo Shalir mean? Let's take a look here in the Pesachet Shuvah, at the very beginning of Simon Kuf Kaf Ches. In Megarish Toch Iburo Shalir, Kol Svin Ha'om Dim Kan. Based upon the Dake Moshe, Ha'omet Kan, the Toch Iburah Shalir Kiir. So I see Ramah quoted by the Berhetiv and the Pischei Tshuva. However, if it has an independent name, it's better to write the independent name samach to the big city's name. Because an example, Kazmir has samach le Krakow. What about a river that goes through the outskirts of the city? So they talk about what's called Tchum Ha'ir. Tchum Ha'ir. You get an impression that not only is the Ibur, what's the Ibur mean? Ibur means if you just sort of square it off. And you have another 2,000 Amos to the Tchum Shabbos. It's even a further extension of the city. It may also be considered as part of the city. So that's the Pischei Tshuva, according to the Tshuvas Maimonides. And some suggest in there that even the chutzatchum is still considered kosher, because it's near. This is relevant in some of the case that we spoke about at some length. We saw different texts in the Haggadah, Mordechai, Siman Tov Mem Vav. And he said, depend upon Lashon B'nei Adam, Rabbi Osai. Lashon B'nei Adam is critical. When people say, it's not so much of the halachic as Lashon B'nei Adam. Why is this is relevant? Mr. Shem, I brought for everybody an invitation for the wedding we're making, Mr. Shem, on Sunday for my daughter. You'll see right away how Lashon B'nei Adam is not going to be the Lashon Halacha. In this invitation, it says the wedding is going to take place in Be'ulam Atrium Monsi. In English, the Atrium Monsi. But in the Chesuba, it doesn't say Monsi. It says Spring Valley. So Lashon B'nei Adam is called Monsi, but it, strictly speaking, it's Spring Valley. Yes?
How's that spelled in the invitation?
Mem Aleph Nun Samach Yud, which I think is a proper spelling, but it's not going to be there because in the Chesuba it's going to say Spring Valley. So, whoever wants to come, feel free to come. I'll leave the invitation here. We're going to talk about more details tomorrow. Yeah. Here it is. Sorry, yeah?
Is the same thing as Marina? They don't say Rod, so they either.
Marina on the invitation says Trog's neck. There's no such thing.
Is that the same thing?
It's just that people don't want to be in the Bronx. It's considered to be.
Everybody,
why? I can't imagine why. I live in the Bronx now for 35 years. It's a wonderful borough. Such a beautiful borough, at least the part that I live in. I don't want to go any further than that. Okay, so Lashon B'nei Adam, according to some people, is determined. That's why I've heard from Chashev Apolskim that you write Muncie in the Atrium. It's also Chashev. Even though it's probably better to write Spring Valley. Okay. The word Masa, with the whole discussion what the word Masa means. Does it mean a place? Does it mean a city? So if it means a city, it's hard. You really can't write Masa in Spring Valley. It's not a city. It's a village. But many posts say Masa just means a place. It doesn't mean a city necessarily. So again, these things are all interesting questions. Can't go into it in any detail at the present time. Just bring up some of the basic issues. What if you left out the river? Now, we don't write a river in a Ksuba, though. The Rav used to say, maybe you write a river in a Ksuba. If you look at the Rav's Ksuba, it leaves a big space for the cities, a whole line long. He used to want to write New York, Masa de Yosva, we'll get to it a little later, Al Nahar Yehudson, Al Kaif Yama. I've never in my life saw a ksuba, which says that. But he left enough space to put there. Okay. The after I know Bichlal, so the Mordechai says, no, Tuf Nun Vav, no. Nafkamina, if you make a mistake in the Nor, Bepashtas, according to what we said before. Now, the minhag is to write the Nor as a simen, as we saw in the Mordechai itself. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes it as well. Kuf Chav Ches, Siv Dalet. Ein Tzorach Lichtov Shem HaNor, Amul Nagol L'chosvo. Im Yeshnayim HaShloshu Noros Kosen Kulam. The Yasval Nahar Ploni Uploni. Bimlo kosev shem anor klal o sheshinabo kosher. And he goes, nor shut chutzutchum en le kosevo afilu mistapke mimenu. Even with the evidence, some say it's possible. Even if it's tochatchum, chutz the ibur oyir, you shouldn't write it, it'll compromise you. Elam kein kol tashmish yirem mimenu. We had a discussion before. What about in that kind of in-between case? Makes a pshara. If you use the water, then fine. I was in Ottawa for Shabbos. And the rabbi, they told me that they drink the water from the Ottawa River. I said, we're not drinking from the Hudson yet, to my knowledge. Even though it's gotten better than it used to be. But anyway. So that may make a difference in terms of, you know, these in Yana. Okay. Now, Some are more strict, and they say a shinui in the nar would be a problem. Maybe it depends what the shinui is. A change in spelling may not be a problem. You write the wrong river, well, people think it's the wrong city. Maybe worse. And then the Shulchan Aruch starts talking about different things. If they're be'eros, you write down on boros, so it's kosher. And if it's by a nar, you shouldn't mention be'eros, shouldn't mention mayonos. Only the nar, Rambam says, no, you put in everything. Kol sipuke ha'ir, at least if they use that water. V'chein nogim imdilos elu. Look at the nusach haget. It goes on to these other intricate halachos. We really don't have time to get into this at any greater depth right now. I just wanted to discuss with you New York. Let's pick one city. Right? That's the city we happen to find ourselves right now. Babylon is saying, "Rabbi, we're not in the Holy Land." Let's discuss some of the. This is a prototype. What do you do in New York? Let's start with Bronx. I'm very upset that our borough has been completely disenfranchised by all this sulfur. No one writes Bronx. They write New York. We discussed it at some length a while ago, and we don't understand why. Well, something because it's called the Bronx. So therefore, well, also the number of streets go straight up. If you go straight up, you go up Broadway, you go up Broadway to 220th Street, you cross over the little bridge, next thing, 225th, go straight, the same numbering system. So what? These are such tremendously important considerations. I don't know. Listen, that's just the way it is. And Reb Moshe confirms it, even though it's called Bronx more than it's called New York, and has its own borough president. Still, it's called New York. Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So why not Brooklyn? It's a shvach ha'maisa, this distinction. Nonetheless, as I keep telling you a refrain, maybe a shvach ha'maisa, we are loath to change anything in Hilchos Gittin when it comes to how you amok and what it is, how you spell it. Even though it's really outdated information. Chicago. Who calls it Chicago? No one calls it Chicago. Anyone? Most are not probably.
I was talking to Chassid
and
he said Chicago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Great. I love Chassidim. They call it Chicago. But no one calls it Chicago. Even Elterian, any old Jews are still calling it Chicago? Nobody, right? Nobody. So, but despite that fact, they have the strange thing. They're two are both wrong. They have Chicago, which is almost wrong. It's called Chicago. Should be Chicago. But we don't have to change things too much. Let's talk about a city which is even bigger than Chicago. Aren't too many cities, but New York is bigger. So he said before that the distinction between Bronx and Brooklyn, as he quotes in the Sefer Rav Senderovich from Rav Tamasha from years ago, are all the distinctions of what he calls over there very weak, klushim. And what about the bodies of water? What do you mean? You write in the Bronx or Manhattan even. Al-Kaif Yama? Not true. The Yam starts at Coney Island. What's going on over here? Well, so the Radvaz said if it's near a bay and the bay empties into the sea, so it's considered into the sea. All right. There's also Long Island Sound, which is much wider than, I think, than the Hudson at that point in time. And if you consider Bronx, that's where we come in handy, I would say. If Bronx is part of New York, then we border on Long Island Sound. If we wouldn't be, Manhattan doesn't quite hit the Long Island Sound, right? The little geography. Manhattan hits the, doesn't really, right? Not really. In the Tribro. I know the Tribro. So the Tribro has the East River. That is what we call the Harlem River, right? But the Long Island Sound, it's not labeled as Long Island Sound until you... You know, when you go over the Tribro Bridge, you wouldn't call it the Long Island Sound by any stretch.
You have two islands over there.
Right.
The island that,
Randall's Island and Rikers Island. So you're not going to call that area the Long Island Sound. I don't think. I have to look at a map. When does Long Island Sound officially begin? When you sit by Marina, are you? Yeah, I think by that time, I think you're on the Long Island Sound. What else is it called? There's no other name by that point. But that's not so close to Manhattan. Maybe it's Tochat Chum, but if you're not going with Chum and Ibur, it may not work for you. So luckily, see, we're such tzaddikim in the Bronx. We sacrifice our identity to make sure that the definition of a kef yom is correct. We're such tzaddikim in the Bronx. Yes. Okay. That's the reality. That's the reality. We leave out East River and the Holland River. Why? Some say it's part of the Hudson. That's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It's against the Brooklyn and Queens. We do ride East River. So we don't really understand why we leave out East River, but the bottom line, we do ride East River. And by the way, it's East River, not East. Brooklyn and Queens. Al smucha the ass on the East River, because no one calls it the East. They call it the Hudson, they don't call it the East. The nuances, Rabbi Osai, and how we say these things. Fine. Okay. Much more to be said, but I have to start. I get myself to 1:30, Sulo, because I have to start the topic. I want to say one word about Nusach again, just a word, before we actually start the main sugya for today and tomorrow, which is, as you will well know, the sugya of Gamusa, which we spent so much time on. But let us just briefly make one small comment about the Nusach HaGetz. The Gemara has the whole Nusach over there. A whole sugya about it in the ninth parak, should we say. There's big words, big letters, small letters. I'm skipping all of that just for lack of time. Just two interesting points, one at the beginning, one at the end. At the beginning is the dispute in the Rishonim, you have the word Eich. Eich means how. Loshen Eden. We pass on the Dina, it should not have the word Eich in a get, because the get is Loshen Abal, not Loshen Eden. I am divorcing you, he said. Not that the Eden say, we saw that he said, I'm divorcing her. No. So Eich presumably should not be there. Machlok is two gears within the Shita Sarif. Shulchanach passes leave out Eich. As the Rosh is beferish and Seder again, at the very end. Loshen Abal, not Loshen Eden. V'di'evet, give me Mekel. What about the end of the get? Harayat muteras techolodot. Moses says, Zeh gufa sheget. So Pashas should be Makif. Well, the Ran suggests maybe not. Since you have alternative language, that she's able to go, quote, Lemahachl is not so called Gevetus Yatsvi. She's free to walk and to go and to marry when she wants. That's the same thing, in effect, as Harayat muteras lecholodom. You don't have to say another word. That's the same thing. And they say it's a discussion about those posts that require Vidane, the Machlin. It's not so clear completely. Could be the Get Pasha suggests if you left out Ariat with Teres Achalada, maybe it would be a sex fake. Maybe it should be good. Okay. Let's now get to where I really want to talk about, which is Get Musa. So here we have to go slowly and methodically, because we have a lot to talk about. And we just finished it. We spent, I think, 3 weeks on this topic. It's a long topic, and I want we should know this topic fairly well. I mean, there's a limit to how much we can know. Before I go any further, as a technical matter, I'm inviting the Talmidim on Sunday to take a Bechina, to take it on your laptops. Everyone's invited to do that. It's going to be a fairly long bechina, and your hand shouldn't hurt you. You should be able to write clearly. Bring a laptop. We'll have someone here who's going to make sure that there's no inappropriate information sharing. I'm told that it goes on with all the things. So put an expert. Huh?
You'll do that
on share bechina? Chas v'sholem. But since we're supposed to be above board, so we have to have someone who knows. I don't know nothing about these things. We'll have to have someone who's going to have to be able to know something about it. Okay, Rabosai, let's now sink our teeth into this very difficult sugya of Get Musa. The sugya is on our Pechesim and Beis. The whole Gemara, aside from what we saw in Baba Basra, it's the Tatan Kiddushin, is really focused on a fairly short passage on Pechesim and Beis. The Mishnah says, get Me'usa b'Yisrael kosher. Uva'akum posel. Uva'akum cholf tenos of Amalo asemash Yisrael amalcha, and we have a girsa of the kosher. So the Gemara says, Amram Nachan of Ashmuel, get a Me'usa b'Yisrael kedin kosher, shlo kedin posel l'posel. Uva'akum kedin posel l'posel, shlo kedin, nothing. You know, a little chart, right? We only had the chart on the board, I don't do it again. That you have one corner is kosher, one corner is bottle, and the two in between, you get the impression they have the same halacha, the halachic status, it's a push-up shot in the Gemara, posel posel. So she cannot remarry, but she's pasula to marry a Kohen. So it's a sort of an in-between kind of a get. What exactly its level is, we'll see as we go. Fine. Everything's very nice, fine and dandy. The Gemara says, again, get Musa b'Yisrael kedin kosher, shlo kedin posel l'posel. Uva akam kedin posel l'posel again, and shlo kedin is nothing. Frek the Gemara, wait a minute. Are akam b'nei isui or not b'nei isui? Not sure exactly what the question is. Should be either it should be kosher, it shouldn't possibly be good, it should be nothing. Right? It should be one extreme or the other. Amar HaMisharashia, the famous of Misharashia, Rabbi Osai, the world famous. What did Misharashia say? Dvar Torah get Musa be'ovek achavim kosher. U'matamam u'posul shlotek olachas v'yachas olachas tol atzma be'ovek achavim u'mafkas atzma v'yad baila. Pretty serious chashash. Yehochi shalok edin after the recha get in, but why? Let it be like Shalok Adin Yisrael Umifsel Nami Livsel. Alhod HaMashash Bidusi. HaMashash is wrong. So what does that mean, wrong? The get is no good Midoraisa. And why is there Psul de Rabban to a Kohen? Well, Kedin Bidin Bikedin Yisrael Michlev. Shalok Adin Bidin Bidin Yisrael Lo Michlev. It's two steps removed. So you see, it's a question of a gzeira over here, of a gzeira. The Gemara goes on and says that Abayis Rav Yosef b'Maasa Agiti had Yodas Anan. Eilem Mishpat Mishatos Lefneim, Lo Lefnei Ed Yodas or Lefnei Akum. Omalei, the famous conclusion, Anan Shlichusay Ko Avdinon. We are doing the work of the earlier Bezin. Ad kan de Gemara. Ad kan de Gemara. Now, I would like to frame our discussion, start with somewhat paradoxically, with one of the Achronim. We usually don't start this way, but in this particular case, I think it'll be helpful. I will turn our attention specifically to the Cheshek Shlom. Now, both sides, please turn. The Cheshek Shlomo. Everyone has it in the Yalkut? Here we go. It's page Nun Aleph in the present print. Hadvarim Atmiim. The more is a question where I had Yod. What my answer? Shlichusai Kavdina. Hadvarim Atmiim. L'chora. The ma b'kach tu ha-hedyot tu ha-filu b'getsh ha-yo ma'asin eno get at shomerotani v'bashraf memches u'mitam devarai gomer v'libo v'legarish b'leiv shalem shun the mitzvah l'shmo ha-divri chachamim otherwise tayu v'yoyev lo'avi matana v'im kain ma b'kach l'anan hedyot asanam. Who cares? Wow. Who cares where Yodas or Smicha? It should be irrelevant. So he gives two terutz. Ulai, then on Makshad I get puzzle, and on Makshal Iker I Isui, the cave and then Samuch also lasts to Kenneth Hatchila. Yes. Okay. One terrace. It's one teretz. It's chazer again. And let me start, I'll go slow. We're in the Sefer Cheshek Shlomo. Eno makshadi heya get puzzle. Hello, Mark shall iker ha'isoy. The cave and the eno samach oslas uschenach atchila. The Gemara's question was not that the get should become puzzle, but right that we have to allow this isoy to take place in the first place. It's first terms. All the shloma. The cave and the oslas uschen. Havi I get kiget meusa shaloki din. Va get bottle be'emes. I said rotani. No. The davar poshut beget meusa shaloki din. After Abala Yonash look at the Shul Shlokadin, the Sava Shukadin, Omer Otani, Mikomakom, I get bottle, Mitam, Dilo Yodea Shevikafu Shlokadin, Lohoya Misratze. He would never would have said yes to get Betos in effect. Dilo Yodea Shevikom Lichvos, Lohoya Misratze. Ah. Says that you're a cheshel. It's not quite a good comparison. Why isn't it a good comparison? No, even though it's not does not rise to the level of kfiya, nonetheless, he says what mitzvah lishmo adivrei chacham applies. Don't be called become him and sabin lo kfiya din shekasev b'torah. The beemes would be chuyev the gash. Even though it's not kofel the gash, it's still a chuyev. And therefore, if you say shlichusai is the rabbanon. Get stuck with Hefker, because in Hefker, because the thing's not necessary. Not necessary. Ad kan, the essence of the Sefer Cheshek Shlomo, here in his Pirush and Al Gemar. That's our entree, Rabosai, into the sugya. Okay. So what comes out, Rabosai? What comes out? A get me'usa kedin through the arkos. What's its status with the raisa? What's its status with the rabbanon? It's a straightforward question. Deserves a straightforward answer. The goyim forced him to give a get. The get was me'usa kedin, which means that the Bezdin would also force them to get if they can get around to it. But they didn't get around to it. And they couldn't get involved. And a bunch of the non-Jewish courts forced them to give a get. So now, the Cheshek Shlomo's focus on the opposite case. Not a case of Kedin. Again. There's Shalom Kedin be Yisrael, and there's Kedin Ba'akum. The Gemara seems to put them in the same boat. Seems to. They're both posel to posel. Of course, what do you mean? Is it the Rabbanon? Is it the Oraisa? Not exactly clear what status it has on each of these two levels. In these cases, we're not exactly sure. We're not exactly sure. This leads us to the world famous Rambam, which we spend so much time on. This, you can probably look up in the back if you want. Perek Be'ez and Uchaz Gerishin. Halacha Chaf. The Rambam there, as is well known, says as follows. A guy who, the law is that you should be, give your wife a get, you should be kofin, and he refuses. So Bezdin beats him up, so he says, Rotani. If a guy beat him up, it's get puzzle. It's not bottle, because he really should have given it. Why is it not bottle? Goyim are beating him up? No. If you beat up to do something which you don't have to do. But over here he has to do it. And every good Jew, if not such a good Jew, every Jew wants to do the right thing. Even though he's layers upon layers blocking him from that. You strip away the layers when you're forcing him, it goes back to the original pintaliyid. That's what Tamash Shmos over here. This is the Rambam. Rama is very much focused on what we call in our language mitzvah l'shmo divrei chachamim. That's how I get Musa's kosher. Where'd you get that from? Well, it talks about a Masechta Baba Basra, Masechta Kiddushin. It's strangely absent from Masechta Gitt. It's just not found. Let's come back to see why it's not found. But it's noteworthy that it's just not found there in our sugya. That's that logic. Okay. Having said that, which is the easier of the two, what about a get mu'usa shalokadin by Bezin? Bezin made a mistake. And they forced him to give a get. You must give a get. You're on the level of covenant. Take this and this. And they give him three times. Malach, oh, uncle. I'll give the get right now. It's a three patch. Two in back, one in front. This is a different kind of it. This is Makas Marad. This kind of it. Whatever it is. A few big bangs. He's ready to give up and give the get. But Bezin made a mistake. It wasn't quite the level of Kofa Lagarish. Now what do we say? So many poskim say the get is Batel Midoraisa. Chazon Ish is big into this. Batel Midoraisa. Bez makes a little mistake. They take a case in which it is Chayav Lagarish. Just a not Kofa. And they made him do Kofa. And they beat him up anyway. It's no good. Midoraisa, he suggests. Truth is, even though the guy thinks it's a chiyuv, but objectively it's not a chiyuv. Not a chiyuv in the full sense of kfiya. So, for this reason it's no good. Ah, what happened to mitzvah l'shmo divrei chachamim? It's a proper thing to give your wife a get. It's a mitzvah, it's even a chiyuv, not a level of kofen. What happened to that? Flew out the window. That's what the Cheshek Shlomo spoke about. So the Chazon Ish says, no. The mitzvah, the Shmo, the Divrei Chachamim, is only to do what the Chachamim say you must do on the penalty of kfiyah. Then we apply mitzvah, the Shmo, the Divrei Chachamim. But if the Bezin says you're required to give, if you don't do, we're not going to lift a finger against you, that's not considered to be in this level. Now, what about his obligation to give a get? We said before, it's not kofin. What happened? Why are we disregarding that? So we saw a mashal to this that says like this. This obligation is what we'll call ben onol ha-mokum. Chibid ha-shamayim ha-mamet. Rabosai, we have a clown, the very term implies, Potter Medina Yodim V'chayim Medina Shemayim. So Bezin is not empowered to do anything about this because it's Potter Medina Shemayim. The guy is chayim, gives his wife a get, that's only Medina Shemayim. Bezin doesn't get involved. They're not kofin. So no one else can be kofin either. Sure. The question was raised, why do we apply the principle of Mitzvah L'shoah Divrei Chachamim in a case in which the obligation rises to the level of Chayav L'garish, but does not rise to the level of Kofin L'garish? There are very few Kofin L'garish cases. Very, very few and far between. Let's apply Mitzvah L'shoah Divrei Chachamim. So we suggested that yes, it's a mitzvah, it's a good deed. But Bezin won't get involved unless it's a chiyuv which is given to compulsion. Like a monetary chiyuv. Bezin's not going to make you give the money back. They're not going to take the money away from you. Here too, same idea. Maybe chayev to give a get, we're not going to take it quote away from him. Take his wife away, whatever you want. Now, of course, the question still remains. We have a general principle, which we'll come back to numerous times. Toyu v'yoev is no good. Toyu v'zavin, zvine zvini. They force you not to give it away as a gift, but they force you to sell it. And post facto, the sale is considered to be valid. So is get considered zvini or not considered zvini? So Tos says to himself, the Babas, the Tav of Memches, no, it's not considered to be zvini. But if you are obligated to divorce the Bedagas Kofin, then you lose nothing in effect. Then we say it is Zvini. So perhaps the get would either be good or all these could be Daraisa. It's interesting. We have to analyze this from one more perspective. What's the Zvini over here? Zvini means if you force me to give it to sell you my field, give me its full value, $10,000, so then maybe good. Well, how does that translate into Hilchos Gerish? Question. So Tosis starts talking about a Baba Basra. We shouldn't say every get is Vini is Vini because you became partner from Sherek Sosviona. So you gained so much. So Tosis says, you know, if you reach the level of Kofin, so really, the woman's really not his anymore. Not losing anything. But if the woman is not picked the Argus Kofin, even though he's Chayav Ligarish, very nice between me and the Rabbona Shalom. Bez is not going to force her out of me. It's like a Chiyah B'din Shemayim. So therefore, I'm losing. If I'm losing, it's like Toyu V'yoy. If it's a chiv of kofin b'dini adam, really I'm not losing anything. This is Shitas HaTosis. The Rashbam has his own wild chiddush. The Rashbam will see come to it later. But what do you mean? What do you mean that we shouldn't say Toyu V'zov and Zvini Zvini? The Rashbam in Baba Basra says, wait a minute. What's he losing over here? He says he's losing his wife. Right? His wife is now leaving him. His wife leaves him. It's a total disaster, as we all know. So the question becomes, when is it Zvini Zvini? Rashbam conveys an impression that whenever the woman you want to get her back and she's sort of running away from you and otherwise she'd come back, that's considered to be Toyu V'yoyv. But if she hates him, the Baal Shechina Muka Shechina Baal Polipus, those are the case of Kofin. She can't stand to look at him. She's not coming back to him. So then he's really losing nothing. The marriage is in effect over, she's losing nothing. So therefore it's considered to be Zvini in some of these cases. It's again, looking at this in a sort of a broad perspective. What's most fascinating I found is, and I didn't see this beferish in the other poskim, is that our Gemara never mentions mitzvah l'shmo divrei chachamim. Not a word. It's not found here. So perhaps Rav Osir Pshat and our Gemara is different. Our Gemara is Ela Mishpatim Asher Tosa Lefneim. And the fnei means that the bez has a right to do whatever has to be done, no matter what. So even though we don't assume that if, like the Rambam is so charitable, the average Jew wants to do the right thing, and we beat him up a few times, and the truth comes out, it sounds like a rhetoric. Come on. We're not going to go that way. We're going to say it's kosher anyway. And they quote it from the smack. The smack says, you need rotzon, but yesh shekofin lahotzi, mukashchin. Get an impression you don't even require rotzon. You don't require rotzon, either because rotzon bezdin works, as the Maral Diskin said, or the Chazon Ish said, this rotzon is enough, gzeiras hakasuv. And I know what the gzeiras hakasuv is. So bezdin can force someone to do something, and that's it, fiat. You don't have to discuss whether it's rotzon or not. It's part of the fneim. Masin agiti. Agma never quote unquote came on to mitzvah l'shma divrei chacham. It's not found in our sugya. Two different sugyas. So here we have also the following very remarkable issue. Our gemara we just heard before says the rabbi Sharshi bedusa, but the Rambam quotes him Sharshi. How can the Rambam quote somebody who's Bedusa? That's a question which all the Mefarshim and the Rambam raise in Perek Beis, Halacha Chaf. Yesh Tzmor Rabbeinu, says the Kesef Mishnah, Shekosa v'hod Ramasharsha, Ramasharsha Bedusi! Well, Babasra, in Gittin on Adaf, says the Kesef Mishnah, no! Because in Cheskas, Mem Chesem and Alf. Quotes of Mishashia, Devar Torah. I feel the Begoyim kosher. Even without we telling him what to do, we see we pass like a Mishashia. So we follow the Gemara Babasra, and then we disregard the Gemara in effect. Here Masech to get it's Bedusa. Okay, that's the Kesef of Mishnah on Daf and Perek Beis Alachachav. However, he just says it on his own. Doesn't explain what's the nekudas and machloikas between the two sugyas. Whether the Masharsha is correct or incorrect. Doesn't say a word. But to try to explain, what are they fighting about? So it's amazing that it's not fully fleshed out until much later. The Mishkan is Yaakov thought of two pshatim in explaining why, according to the Gemara Baba Basra, Rav Masharsha could be right, and according to the Maal Gittin, Rav Masharsha is wrong. And they boil down to the following. When we say a husband divorces his wife, is he giving up anything or is he not giving up anything? If he's giving up something for nothing, that's class, that's Taluvia, it's no good. He's not giving up something, then it's a yuvazav and it is good. Well, are you or are you not giving up something? So we already saw that the cases of halacha lemaisa are largely, the big machlokes what percentage, but significantly, a case where the woman says, mois olai. I can't stand it. What's it in mois olai? So machlokas 2 days in the Gemara Masech Taksubis, I think it was Samar Gimel and Beis, whether she's required to go back to the guy. We can't understand that. But that's what the 2 days in the Gemara. Is she required to go back or not required to go back? Suggests that Baal Mishkan is Yaakov, the very end of Siman Memal, a long shuva. He said, you know, he thinks the Gemara here says that she has to go, hold her, she has to go back. She has to go back, he's losing his wife for nothing. To you, Vyoiv, it's no good. But we pass, like the Gemara Baba Basra, and says, she doesn't have to go back. She doesn't have to go back, so her husband's not losing anything. So it's like a Zvini. It's such an amazing idea. How come no one thought of it before? And another pshat he asks, also, gevaldik pshat. I think I misspoke. I think what I'm about to say now is what he said, amazing, that I've never thought of before. There's a machlokas in the Gemara in the Masechet of Baba Basra Memches, where the Tayuv is oven work, Zvini Zvini or not. And one of the individuals who says no, his name is Rav Nachman. And in our Sugya, in the Masechet of Gittin, Peches, and Beis, that same name appears. First was in the Gemara, Omer Rav Nachman. Oh. So Rav Nachman, who holds Tayuv is oven, is no good. So the Mashach is Reduksa. Mashach is wrong. The Tayuv is oven is double with the rice. We pass the Tayuv is oven, Zvini, Zvini. Hence, Baba Basu, we assume that Rav Mashach is correct. And no one thought of this before. So I told you, Lech HaMishnah thought of it a little bit before, but this idea that Rav Nachman, the Shittah, so that, to my knowledge, it originates in the Sefer Mishkan, as Yaakov. Those are his two pshat. And we thought, as I mentioned to you before, no, the machlok is something different. The Gemara in Baba Basra is going Mishnah Lishma Dibre Chachamim. That's its mahalach. And now Gemara holds a different din. A whole new din of the Fneim. That's why Gemara is focusing on the Fneim. Who did they honor? Are they Smuchim, Shlichusayu? That's our focus. This Gemara is not into Mitzvah Lishma Dibre Chachamim. They don't consider it to be such a big mitzvah. To be of help over here. Memela, Rav Mashash is Bedusa. Because since it's all based on what? Eila Mishpatam Hashatotim Lefneim. So someone who is a Hedyot, so it should be no good. If it's not to Goyim, it should be no good. Moran Baba Basra goes with Mr. Shmuel Bechachamim. So Midaraisa, perhaps it is good. Okay, so a two pshat Mishnah Yaakov. I have my own little pshat, which I think is simply close to the simple interpretation. This is all Chloros works. What are we basing ourselves on? The Gemara Baba Basra and the Gemara here, according to Shitas Rambam, is a Machlokas Aposk. However, it's interesting if you look a little bit more carefully in some of these sources in Baba Basra. You get a somewhat different impression. We mentioned earlier that according to Tosis, Shetayuv is oven, Zvini, Zvini, which is a Mechuyel of the Garish. A Mechuyel of the Garish, Bedagas Kofin, so I'm not losing anything. This doesn't really belong to me. So therefore, it's considered to be Tayuv is oven and not Tayuv Yoyev. This is all assuming that Tosis Pshat is correct. Tosis learns that the distinction between Zoyev and Zovin and Yoiv was known by the Gemara Baba Basra from the very beginning. To you, Zovin's meaning is meaning. To you, Yoiv is no good. The Rashba disagrees. And the Rashba says, if you look at Baba Basra again, until the Gemara at the end of the day comes to its distinction, the Gemara at the beginning thought that not only is to you, Zovin good, but to you, Yoiv would also be good. No, so if Tayuv and Yoiv would also be good, what's wrong with the get that Bezin forces them to give? To be Tayuv and Yoiv? So therefore the question becomes, it's trying to bring a right from Gittin, why do we say, as the Rashba, that maybe by Gittin, you can't bring a right that from Gittin that works. Maybe Get should be considered Toyuv is Zavin, not Toyuv is Yoiv. Why should Get be considered Toyuv is Zavin? Because whenever a man divorces his wife, he gets something in return. What is he in return? An exemption from sharing, from supporting her. Or both sides. Until he calls when they were married as a supporter. Now that they're no longer married, he doesn't have to support her. That's a pretty big gain. He can gain thousands upon thousands of dollars by giving her a get. Why doesn't that count? And if it would count, it should be considered Zvini, and that doesn't prove the point, which is Gemara at the beginning of the Sugya thought, that Tayuv v'Yoiv is good. The Rashba asks the question from the opposite direction, based on his pshat in the Sugya. So he answers, well, Sher, Ksus, don't count. not for him, not for her. Why? So the simple pshat is, that's in the footnotes of the Rashi explain, that toyu v'zavin, you have to pay full value. So if you're forced to sell a house that's worth $10,000, they give you $10,000, they give you full value. How can you pay the full value of a woman? Woman is priceless. There's no price that you can put on a woman. Right? You want your wife, you're going to sell a wife for X dollars. That's ridiculous. So if you cannot have any monetary value which is going to make a divorce situation into a case of toyu v'zavin, it's impossible. No, that's the case. So why is it kosher by kofi yisrael kedin? Doesn't discuss it. According to me, it's good. According to me, it's good because why? Not because toyu v'zavin, but rather because it's a special din of Isui. Otherwise, I have to say that in the case of Toyuhu Vizavin, excuse me, of Kfir Kedin, it doesn't really belong to you. The wife's not yours. You're required by on the level of Kofin to divorce her, as we saw in Tosis. Rashba might accept that distinction as well. As a matter of fact, if you look at the Rambam of Basri, he says that Rav Misharshia isn't point the fact wrong, Pedusa, because the Maskonis HaGemara that you say to you v'yoyev is no good. This is the case of Toyu v'yoyev. And the Rav Misharshia was only correct according to the erroneous Svara in the Gemara that Toyu v'yoyev is also good. So if Toyu v'yoyev is good, please come in, my friend. Please, say what you like. Please, Baksha.
Gentlemen, I'm famous. And some people say I'm famous.
That's for sure. That's for sure. Okay, so we're going to resume now. But I told you before, it can be seen here in the post grid on page 10 of an Aleph, where it says tshuva. Again, tshuva. He asked the question we had before. From Misharshia Bedusa, but in Cheskas Abatim, the Gemara quotes Rav Misharshia tshuva. Hosam have sarva the name of the time of the milsa the toyu v'zav mishum the agav unsa gamar makni. And therefore, what does that mean? Even toyu v'yav would be good. But the maskana that toyu v'zav is why? Because of matan mos, we no longer need a misharshia. And basically, again, what I just told you before is found in the Tosas Rid here on the Pei Tesem and Alf. Okay. Good. The Shulte Giborim, following the footsteps of the Rambam, that the reason for that a get Musa Kedin is kosher, because the mitzvah of the Shema Divrei Chachamim, and we saw the Rambam had to say, deep down, he really wants to do the right thing, etc., etc., etc. What if he's a mumer? He's sitting in the church. So if he's sitting in the church, he wants to do the right thing, because that's Moshe V'Yisrael. What are you talking about? The guy's sitting in the church. How's it possible? So the Shulte Giborim suggests it wouldn't work. For those who have our text, it's page Kuf Nun, the bottom of the first column. Gabi Yisrael Mumalakum Afal Pi. It's quoting from the Rid. Afal Pi Shein Choshin Al HaTorah V'Al HaMitzvahs. Ve'en lehem mitzvah l'shmah d'bech ha'chamim hol v'get musa k'din v'dino nasa k'tor al-pi d'ayon ha'yisrael omer b'piv rotzani ava b'she'en ha'mister atzim b'libo ror l'omer b'zeh dvor v'shebelev enem dvor. So Yisrael Mumar, he says, Rosini, Dvarma Shabalev. We asked the Kasha, Rabbeinu Shalolim, have a ritva, the famous ritva. Dvarma Shabalibo Balev Kol Adam. If everybody knows it doesn't mean it, even though Dvarma Shabalev, it's still nothing. It's still nothing. So why over here is the Shulta Giborim saying that the get is a valid get because of Dvarma Shabalev and Dvarma? Very hard to understand that. Why should that be so? So the answer is as follows. The Gemara in Masechta Kiddushin of Nun and Aleph proves that Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim from the fact that he says, Rosani, listen, Rosai, that the get is a valid get. But the Gemara refused to prove. He says, no, maybe usually Dvarim Shebelev are Dvarim. Here is different. Why is it different? Mitzvah Lishmoa Divrei Chachamim. So says the Gemara. Okay. Frek the Ritva. So Ba'usa Shalokedin. Why is it no good? He answered the famous answer. What? Dvarim Shibalibo Ubalev Kaladam. If it's Kedin, Rabbo say the Rosh from the Ritva is, quote, Efshar the Kivain, the Kavan, the Honest Kedin, Gomer Magarish. All you need, Rabbi, is an Efsharus. If it's 50-50, we don't know which way he has in his mind. Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim. But if it's 100-0, Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim, doesn't matter that it's only in his heart. It still is enough to knock out the whole get. So the question becomes as follows. Reb Chaim explains like this. Reb Chaim Brisker. According to the half minute of the Gemara, they also knew that Dvarim Shebelev is Einam Dvarim. Excuse me. That mitzvah Lishmo Divrei Chachamim. Otherwise, as the Ritva says, would be Dvarim Shebelev Ovelev Kol Adam. The guy's whipped and says, Rostini, it's nothing with nothing with nothing. Because the Gemara originally thought, in its proof, that mitzvah Lishmo Divrei Chachamim creates a suffix, what he means, that he wanted, he doesn't want it. How can the woman be begrudged if it's only a suffix? Here's the answer. Once it reaches the level of suffix, we then turn on this rule of what? Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim. But if Dvarim Shebelev would be Dvarim, it would be possible to be suffix. The Maskana Segemara is, Rabbi Osai, that mitzvah Lishmo Adivir Chachamim makes a vadai. It makes a vadai. Vadai. So it doesn't prove anything. Proves nothing. But of course, we pass an Einam Dvarim. For all we know, it's going to be a case of a suffix. It's going to be kosher anyway. On that basis, let's go back to the Shulta Giborim. All the Shulta Giborim means when he says Dvarim Shebelev means it's a suffix. Maybe he really wants it. Even a mumar. Maybe deep down he wants it. We cannot view it as Dvarim Shebelev Ovelev Kol Adam. So when it comes to Yisrael, regularly we say Mitzvah Lishmo Divrei Chachamim, he certainly wants it. When it comes to a mumar, suffix, we don't know. Maybe Mitzvah Lishmo Divrei Chachamim. And once you have a maybe, we can invoke the principle of Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim. This is what it says in the how we explain the opinion of the Shulta Giborim based upon the Gemara Kiddushin and the Ritva there. Fine. But now let's go back a little bit to analyze bottom line. Should we consider it get to be Zvini or not? What are the issues involved? Should we or shouldn't we consider it get to be Zvini? Yes or no? What are the considerations, Rabosai? Number one, we already spoke earlier, but the fact that it's potter from share, ksus, va'ona. So is that considered enough to make it considered a zvini? Yes or no? So the Rashba said no. Why not? The Rashba gave an explanation, because you're not gaining anything, you're only saving yourself payment. That's how the Rashi explains. What that means, we're not fully sure. You have to have something in the hand, positive hanoah, to be considered a zvini zvini. That's the opinion of the Rashi. That's the Rashba. The Ritva says, You Rashba imply, I'm putting words into his mouth, you Rashba imply, as so many posts in fact said, we'll get to it in a minute, if you give the guy money, we would apply the principle of Tayu V'Zavin to a case of Gerushin. I disagree. Why? Is a verbatim quotation of the Ritva. Pechesim at base. Quote, to Hossam when it comes to a sale, Bahani Zuzi Kani. Abul Hacha, Lav Bahani Zuzi Komegarish. What does that mean? Maybe he means you can't pay full value. Maybe he means you cannot consider the money that's being paid as money, how should I say it, as money to acquire the woman. Money can be paid to acquire a field. Can't pay money to acquire a woman. It just doesn't add up. So the whole concept of paying money to be considered zvini zvini is reprehensible according to the Ritva. Although according to the Rashba, it sounds like the Rashba would accept it. And many poskim, in fact, do quote it. The Pesachet Shuvot does quote it. Tosfos says, Memchesim Beit Basra, what kind of Zvini Zvini? He's potter from Sherek Sus. He'd much rather keep his wife and pay the sharing ksus. Anyone gets married, no one's going to cost them a fortune of money in sharing ksus. But that's what life is all about. To get married, have a wife, have a family, and then pay the money. What a bracha it is. People can't find the shidduch. Say, oh, baruch Hashem, I'm saving money. That's ridiculous. Come home once you're married already. Oh, on this basis, we already see in early sources, let's go back to the Rashbam. The Rashbam said that every case of divorce may be considered zvini zvini because he's not losing anything. Why? She refuses to come back to him. So why didn't Tosis hold that way? Because maybe Tosis held that even though she, in point of fact, she's not coming back, he's not convinced. He thinks she's coming back. Told you my case in the Bezin. 8 years later, she's coming back. I'm going to convince her. He told the best one a straight face. I think he really means it. I really think so. Give me a few minutes and I'll convince her to come back. 8 years they're separated. No problem. I'll convince her. I can talk her. I can sweet talk her. Basically. Come on, man. Things I can just give me a few hours. I'll. And unfortunately, some women are naive and they get talked and talk other schemes. Maybe he's even right. For a minute, he'll call commit until she goes home and realizes whether she made a mistake. So in his head, he hasn't lost her yet. But what happens if, come on, it's the marriage is over, and they're fighting about all kinds of things, money, maybe custody, maybe whatever, all kinds of things. And the man is using the get as a weapon, as a bargaining chip. Comes Rav Moshe with his famous Svara Gedola. His Svara Gedola is that in this kind of a situation, Tosa Svara does not apply. Everyone knows the marriage is over, even including the man. And therefore, we can apply the principle of Toyu V'Zavin Zvini Zvini, and the get will be a good get. Either if you give him money proper, or perhaps even if you pot them from Sherek Sus, because it gets chaser again. Tosin told like the Rashba. The Rashi had this funny soul. You have to get money in the pockets, not enough to save money. Tolstoy null from that. Tolstoy says it's enough to save money. Only thing is, the average man doesn't want, he wants his wife at all costs. You can never give him enough money to say, oh, I'll give up my wife. That's only if he thinks he's going to get her back. But if he knows he's not getting her back, so come on, it's just a bargaining chip. It's like bargaining over a pair of shoes or a house or a car. And therefore, we should say, until Yuba's ovens, Vini's eating, our measurements of Svar Gadola. Chazanish writes in a similar vein. Pesachei Teshuva already spoke about this. Pesachei Teshuva, the following situation. They say to a guy, we'll get to it a little bit later, maybe tomorrow. We'll mention it just now for a minute. That not only is we've all discussed today until now, onus with a whip. What about onus of money? So we pass an onus of money is also considered to be an onus. And some disagree, and they presumably disagree because after all, onus of money is real, is meaningful if the other side is money. But the other side is a wife. How can you compare a wife to money? How much the money should be meaningless to you? You should be willing to lose the money to keep your wife. So you give the get, means you don't want your wife. Okay, but we assume, generally speaking, that onus of money is considered to be an onus. There's a Pesachei Teshuva like this. Part of based on the Torah's gift. They say, listen, mister, give your wife a get, or we're going to steal from you. We have an ability to steal from you $100,000. A lot of money. No, I don't care. Do what you want. Then, what do? They say, all right, give us a get. We'll give you $100,000. So it's a 200,000 swing, right? From losing 100 to gaining 100. The Pesachei Teshuva is just Mamanashach, his get is kosher. What's his wife worth to him? A six-figure sum or less than that? If she's worth less than that, so they paid him. To Yuba Zavin Zvini Zvini. If she's worth more than that, he shouldn't agree to give the guy even now? Lose the money? Interesting. Pesachei Teshuva suggests that. Seriously speak, he actually suggests that. Based on similar svaras. Quite a remarkable understanding. Okay, so in the 3 minutes we have, let's just, if we can, just do over one more small point, which is, we mentioned before that onus of mammon is also considered to be an onus. It's important to understand where that comes from. The source of the Gemara Masechta Baba Basra. Baba Basra talks about Maisa de Pardesa, that the man threatened to hide the Shtar Mashkanta, in which case he could gain the field gratis, based on Cheskos Gimel Shonim. Under that threat, the real owner of the field sells it to him. Is that really a good sale, objectively speaking, or not? So the Gemara seems to say, perhaps not. Why? Where's the threat? Where's the whole threat over here? No one took out a whip, a gun, nothing. The answer from the Gemara, Klor. That an onus of mammon is called an onus. And I'm going to say to you that no one disagrees. No, they called Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Not true. No one disagrees. By get, as we mentioned a second ago, there were those who want to suggest, maybe it's trapped in the Tashbates, he may be mesupik about this point. And in the Ma'arik, this discussion of it as well. And what's the suffix? By get, no amount of money is considered enough to that we can attribute the get to that amount of money. Let's say, for example, I'll give you a dollar to divorce your wife. I'll take away a dollar if you don't divorce your wife. A dollar? it's a joke, a dollar. No one can say, well, yeah, he gave the guy under duress. They threatened to take away a dollar. It's a joke. But some say, no matter how much money, it's still a joke. Because the wife is of infinite value. She's worthless. Excuse me. She's priceless, unless she's worthless. That's my famous line. She's a priceless or worthless. If you love her and you want to be together with her, she's priceless. If things are going sour, worthless. That's exactly what we saw. We're going to come up again tomorrow. We can even mention it a little bit now. That there are some who claim that that's why in these kinds of situations we shouldn't say it's a definite get Musa. Because if it's true, that if she's worth like Tosas and Gittin and Baba Basa and Chesim and Beis, in a typical case, we're going to assume that he loves his wife and he wouldn't give her up for anything. So now that they're in effect forcing him to give her up, so he never wouldn't want to, even if he's going to save Sherek Sus, even if he's going to give her more money. He wouldn't want to do it. But there's some posts who say, wait a minute, that's true if he still hasn't mind to live with her. But once he gave up on her, so then, you know, especially if he's getting some money, so maybe he's willing to go through with his get, to get the money. He doesn't really have any love for her anymore. Chazanish already, the Pischei Tshuva talks about it, the Chazanish talks about it, Torah's Gittin a little bit talks about it. And the Chazanish therefore suggests, it's a very important in our discussion, I guess we'll start this tomorrow, that if it's clear as day that this marriage is over, then in a typical case he thinks that maybe Toyuv is over with Zvini Zvini, because he knows he's not going to get her back. The only possibility is maybe he wants to be Ma'agana for spite. Because then, you know, the Yetzirah for spite, maybe even stronger than the Yetzirah for money. Unfortunately, that's just the reality. But we have to assume, being charitable, that most people have not sunk to that low level. So Rabosai, we're finished for today. Tomorrow, maybe we can start a little bit earlier just to make sure we finish, maybe a 10:45 again. Okay, I don't think we have to finish in that a lot of time. Discuss all the inyanim of the get Musa that we spoke about the last few weeks. Bleeding that tomorrow. Okay, Rabosai, those who want to come to the Chasna, I'll give you
a time.